the way that the church organizes the lectionary, that is the selection of readings for Mass every Sunday, can actually help us to prepare for Mass, to be able to understand what the church is directing our attention to particularly in each Mass. There's a 3-year cycle of the lectionary for Sunday Masses, and each year has a particular gospel that you go pretty much straight through, especially during ordinary time. I hope you've noticed this year we're going through St. Matthew's Gospel. The first reading throughout the year, except during the Easter season, it's from the Acts of the Apostles then, is from the Old Testament. And it bounces around from book to book in the Old Testament. And it's selected to correspond with that particular passage of the Gospel in some way or another. And so one way you can prepare for Mass is to read the Gospel and then read the first reading and maybe ask yourself the question, what is the connection here between the Gospel and the first reading? Sometimes it's very obvious. Other times it's maybe it takes a little bit more prayer or reflection to see what the connection might be. And I think today is one of those that might take a little bit more reflection. They're both very famous passages, both the Gospel passage today and the first reading. The Gospel, of course, is, you know, Jesus walking on the water, the disciples in the boat tossed on the sea. Peter sees him and asks to come to him, and the Lord invites him to come. And then Peter becomes frightened and starts to sink and calls out to the Lord, and the Lord saves him. And then corrects him for his lack of faith at the end of the Gospel. The first reading is, a very famous passage from the first book of Kings about Elijah, who's told by the Lord that he's going to pass by. The Lord is going to be passing by. And so first there's this great wind that's so strong that it crushes rocks. That's a strong wind, don't you think? And you might think that, oh, well, that's the Lord must be in that wind. It'd be the kind of thing that would indicate the presence of the Lord, but that the Lord was not in the wind. And then there was an earthquake, same thing, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. And there's a fire, but still the Lord is not in the fire. And then finally, there's this tiny whispering sound. And on hearing that, Elijah hides his face in his cloak, recognizing the presence of the Lord. So, what's our connection here? I think maybe it is in what the Lord said to Elijah to start with, that he is going to be passing by. The Lord is going to be passing by. Because in both of these readings, the Lord passes by, does he not? There's this mysterious way in the first reading that the Lord passes by and Elijah recognizes him in that small whispering sound. And then there is, in the Gospel, Jesus passing by, walking on the water. That's an expression that we hear a good bit in the Gospels. You might even not pay attention to it very often. Jesus was passing by. But never take that for granted. If you ever hear that expression, your ears ought to go up, because something is going to happen when Jesus passes by. So what can we learn about Jesus passing by, the Lord passing by from the Gospel today and from the first reading today? Well, first of all, in that first reading, we realize that it's not in these big, flashy, showy things that Elijah encountered and recognized the Lord passing by. It was in that small whispering sound. It reminds me of a experience I had at a little parish I had in Tennessee Ridge. Have any of you all ever been to Tennessee Ridge? Well, it's in Houston County. It is the second largest town in Houston County. It's not even the largest town in Houston County. And Houston County is one of the smallest counties in Tennessee. But in that, we were cleaning up around there one time and we found this. I found this nice little hand-painted little sign that said, "Shh, God is talking." Making that point that God's first language is silence. If you really want to communicate and recognize the presence of God, communicate with God and recognize His presence, it's primarily going to happen in silence. And that may be why we have a hard time encountering and recognizing the presence of the Lord, because we're kind of scared of silence. And our world doesn't make much room for silence. But we have to. We have to. In your life, every single day, you should open your heart up to the Lord in prayer in silence. If you do that every day, you will grow because you will hear the Lord. And if you don't, you will struggle. It's as simple as that. Because that's where he speaks to us most of it. That's his first language, is in the silence, where you can hear that small voice, that small sound, whispering sound. Also, another thing that we find in the first reading and in the gospel is that the Lord passing by was kind of unexpected, wasn't it? I don't think Elijah was really, he would have expected maybe the Lord passing by in those big, extraordinary things. But he was listening and he recognized him when he passed by in that small whispering sound. And also, the disciples on the boat, they were not expecting to see Jesus walking on the water next to them, were they? They were surprised when they saw him. How do we know they were surprised? Because they said, "It's a ghost." They freaked out, okay? They said, "It's a ghost." Just, here's a word to you, a pretty good word for discernment and in trying to discern things. Like, freak out is never a good response, okay, in the Christian life. It's not going to be, you're not going to encounter God when you're freaking out, okay? That's not the, so the, it's a ghost. And they were very frightened. And Jesus said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. Again, that's a theme that the Lord says very often. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And so we need to listen to that today as well. Do not be afraid. Fear blinds us to being able to recognize and to hear and to respond to the Lord. Peter, interestingly, pops right up and says, "Okay, Lord, I want to go walk out on the water." And Jesus says, "Well, come on." And Peter's like, "Wow, this is pretty neat." But then all of a sudden he realizes, "What am I doing? I'm walking on water in a storm," and all that, and he starts to sink. He loses faith. But then he does something right. He says, "Lord, save me. Lord, save me." That's a pretty drastic thing to say, isn't it? But it's the truth. Peter needed saving. He needed salvation. And what we need to realize is that's our situation. We need to be saved. What was Peter afraid of? He was afraid of drowning, right? Well, we have something much more fearful than that, which is sin and death, everlasting death. That's much more fearful. And the interesting thing is, Jesus does save him. Actually saves him kind of easily. Did you know? He just said, Jesus reached out his hand. He was in within arm's length of Jesus and was freaking out like that. Isn't that amazing? He reached out and he saved him. One time I wanted to look this up, because I thought, I want to know what those words are in the New Testament itself. The New Testament, you know, is written in Greek. And what are the words that Peter says in Greek are, "Kyrie, Lord, sousson me, save me." Can you say that? "Kyrie, sousson me, Lord, save me." And whatever your language you say it in, he will. When we turn to the Lord as Savior, when we go to him in that way, because we need him, we need his salvation. You know, I think I won't ask for a show of hands, but maybe some of us feel like we're a little bit like the disciples in a boat, in a storm, being tossed about. I don't know, no show of hands, but any of you feeling that way maybe in the world we're living in and that sort of thing? And the Lord, He says the same thing to us. Don't be afraid, but be looking for him. He's passing by. Call out to him, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. And this actually might be one of the hidden blessings in this pandemic. You know? Most of the time, I think most of us like to think about ourselves that we've pretty much got everything under control, right? I've got this, I'm, you know, whatever. Or at least we like to look like that, right? But this pandemic has pretty much showed us, you know, there are just some things that we are not in control of, right? Like, whoever thought I'd be sitting here looking at this congregation of people with a bunch of masks on, you know? But we are, because we need to be because of the situation. We're not in control of the situation. Well, you know, there's a much worse situation we're not in control of. And again, that's the sin that is in our lives. And I say that's much worse because the effects of it are much worse than anything the coronavirus can do to you. St. Paul puts it very eloquently when he says, why is it that I keep doing those things I don't mean to do? And why is it that I don't do those things that I intend to do? It's the slavery of sin from which we need to be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's happy to do it. He went to the cross to do it. He reaches out his hand to save you when you ask him. But we need to know how to recognize his presence, his unexpected and silent presence with us, because he's actually always with us. You know, I'm sort of preaching to the choir today, because why are you here? Other than the fact that I think you expect Jesus Christ to pass by, right? And he will. But not like at a big rock concert or something like that. It's not going to be the earthquake and this, the sound and light show or anything like that. It's going to be here on this altar. In the incredible disguise of the Blessed Sacrament. It's a point that was made very, very beautifully in some ways in the, I don't know if you've ever attended a Mass in the extraordinary form, you know, in the older form of the Mass. The Eucharistic prayer in the older form of the Mass was always said quietly, almost in a whisper, because it's that important and it's that holy. That soft whispering sound that Elijah heard. And so today, at this Mass, Jesus is passing by. The Lord is passing by. Have your heart still to listen to him. You've come to the right place. Get rid of those things in your life that distract you from that, that cause a lot of noise and cause a lot of fear. A lot of them let it right, a lot of us read it right into our homes or carry it around with it in our pockets and things like that. These squawking boxes, you know, that love to stir up fear. Don't do it. Turn it off. Don't go there. Maybe you can turn on EWTN, maybe, okay? But otherwise, turn it off. Don't listen to the news. What they're trying to do is get their numbers up, get you to click more, get you to whatever, you know. And the way they do that is by getting you to be afraid. And they offer you no salvation. But the Lord Jesus does. Be still and trusting and quiet in him. Listen for him. In the Eucharistic prayer today, listen for that soft whispering sound. Be aware of the Lord passing by. Like Jesus walking past the apostles in that storm-tossed boat. And there he goes, just walking past calmly. Walking on the water. If you need to, call out, Lord, save me. I've let all this junk into my life. Save me from it. And he will. He will. He will save you.